Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of April, we will be exploring the topic, Believing His Salvation. April 2, His Washing. If I do not wash you, you have no part with me. John 13, verse 8. I was touched by a video clip as a sermon illustration about grace. Two young children start playing in the mud. At first, they have just a few stains on them, but eventually become covered with mud. At that moment, the camera captures their frowning father coming towards them. The children freeze, knowing that they are in trouble. But the father, with a hose in hand, starts washing the children with water. They all have a great time, and the children end up clean. Washing guest feet was the task of the servants, and it was done before a meal as visitors came in from walking the dusty roads. At the last gathering of Jesus and his disciples, no one had performed that task. When the meal was on its way, Jesus got up to wash the disciples' feet. The timing of his action emphasizes the importance of what Jesus was about to teach them. When Jesus got to Peter, the disciple was more than embarrassed. He came to Simon Peter. He said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" John 13, verse 6. In the original Greek, the words "you" and "my" are next to each other, highlighting the paradox. Jesus responded, "What I do, you do not realize now, but you will understand hereafter." John 13, verse 7. In this explanation, Jesus revealed that he was not only performing the function of a servant, but that this was an enacted parable of salvation. There was a profound significance that they would only understand after his death and resurrection. He was truly submitting himself as the servant in order for them to be cleansed from their sins. Peter objected, "Never shall you wash my feet." John 13, verse 8. This is when Jesus confirms that this is a symbol of something deeper. If I do not wash you, you have no part with me. John 13, verse 8. He was the only one who could wash him clean. Peter then said, "Lord, then wash not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." John 13, verse 9. Both of Peter's responses are still used by people now, claiming that either what Jesus did for us is unnecessary, or that what he did is not enough. But Jesus has washed our sins away at the cross, and that was both necessary and sufficient.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!